Good morning, everyone. Welcome again to this Holy Mass, and thank you for being here. I'm sure there's someone still in bed who's thinking it's 10:15, but it's 11:15, so I hope they can make it to maybe the next Mass, which is the Spanish Mass, or the 5. But it's good to have you. Thank you for being here. There's a story that goes as follows. Two ladies die and go to heaven. St. Peter comes to meet them and says, "Welcome, ladies, to paradise. It's very good to have you. You will be so happy here as long as you obey one rule and one rule only, and that is, do not step on a duck. D-U-C-K, duck. Because last night I said dog and people thought I was saying dog, D-O-G, but it's duck, okay? D-U-C-K, do not step on a duck. Okay, fine. A week later, one of the ladies accidentally stepped on a duck. Peter comes along bringing a very unattractive man. And Peter tells to this lady, as a punishment for stepping on a duck, you will be chained to this unattractive man. Okay. The other lady says, well, she thinks I'm going to be very careful, extremely careful. A month later, there Peter comes with a very handsome man. And then he chains this handsome man to this lady. And the lady, she says to the man, to the handsome man, I'm thrilled. I'm really happy. I do not know what I did to deserve you, such a handsome man. And the handsome man replied to the lady, ma'am, I do not know what you did, but I stepped on a duck. There you have it, a little bit of laughter, joy. This is what we celebrate today. Letare, whatever one of those, rejoice Sunday. Rejoice, O Jerusalem. Rejoice, Holy Mother Church rejoices, because this is what we celebrate. Jesus himself who goes to the cross, suffers, dies, but then he rises again for you and for me to bring us to himself, and there is joy in that. There's hope. So St. Mary's, I tell you, rejoice, because there's hope. And we see on this holy altar, there's beautiful flowers. The clergy, my brother Deacon and I, are vested in rose. This is not pink, it is rose, because Jesus did not pink from the dead, he rose from it. So next time a friend tells you, why is your priest wearing pink? Correct them, please. Tell them, it is not pink, it is rose, because Jesus Christ did not pink from the dead, he rose from it. Okay, very clear. So there's joy in doing God's will. As we continue this Lenten journey, we rejoice because we know, even though it's difficult to do God's will, but there's a purpose and a meaning, because at the end, he will bring us to himself. He will give us eternal glory. He will bring us to heaven, the real heaven, not the one that doesn't have any dogs, but people who said yes, who remained faithful to God. Jesus said to Nicodemus, this guy went to find Jesus at night because he was afraid. Perhaps there's people like that in the same situation who still remain in the darkness, in the shadows. But God is giving us the grace, and he's inviting us to come out of our own darkness, to get out of the shadows, and to come to the light himself, Jesus himself. We do not have to remain in darkness, that we may continue to do God's will, remaining in the light. And a lot of times we remain in darkness because we want to do our own will. We remain in sin. Sin is darkness because it takes us away from the will of God. So if you need to go to confession, go to confession. Come out of the darkness, and go into the light. Come out of the shadows. Reject sin. Come to Jesus, who is the light. If you need to go to confession, go to confession, in which there's a beautiful encounter with Jesus himself, who gives us his grace, who enlightened us by the Holy Spirit so that we may remain with him. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. My dear friends in Christ, in just a few moments, Jesus will be lifted up twice, so don't miss it. The first one, when I will say, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb." Blessed. Blessed are we because we're here. Blessed is St. Mary's because we're able to participate. Blessed are we because we are here at this fountain of light, Jesus himself. The next one will be when myself or my brother, Deacon Pierce, or anyone who gives you communion, the extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, when he lifts up Jesus, he will be lifted up, and when he says or she says, "The body of Christ." Pay attention to that. When you hear those words, say it in your hearts, "Help me to believe." And we will respond by saying, "Amen." When you hear the body of Christ, we are saying, "This is the body of Christ. It is not a wafer. It is not a cookie. It is the body of Christ." And the fascinating thing it is that Jesus himself does not need our faith to remain in the consecrated host and in the consecrated chalice, in the precious blood. He does not need your faith or my faith, but he is truly there. But you know what? We say amen because we do believe it. We believe that he is there. That's why we're here, because we want to remain in himself, who is the light. So when we say amen, may that amen be lifted up in prayer, because we want to believe even more, so that when we go out there, we can bring other people to the light, who is Jesus Christ. And my brother, Deacon Pierce, just gave us another beautiful opportunity to see the Son of Man lifted up. Before the proclamation of the Holy Gospel, he showed us the gospel to all of us. This is Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the Word made flesh. So next time, before the proclamation, let us pause and just gaze at Jesus, looking up to him, because he is the Word. Because a lot of healing takes place there. So we ask so that we may remain in the light. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. He loves us so much. And we ask so that we may remain with him, so that we may be able to recognize our own darkness, and that we may be able to bring it to the light, to Jesus himself. I do not know what you're going through. I do not know what your darkness is. But I ask you to get out of the darkness, come out of the shadows, come to the light, Jesus himself. There is nothing bigger than that, than anything, than darkness. God is bigger than any sin, than any darkness, than any shadow. He is bigger than that. If you believe, bring it to the light. He will transform you. He will change your heart. Once again, there is no sin greater than God. Do not remain in darkness. We were created for greater things, to be in heaven for all eternity. So as we approach this heavenly banquet, we ask our brothers and sisters in heaven, all the saints who remain with the light, with God, to pray for all of us so that we too may surrender and say, "Yes, I want to believe even more. I want to be brought to the light." In a special way, we ask a wonderful saint, our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, who remained there always faithful. We ask for her intercession so that we may too remain with the light, Jesus Christ himself. May God bless us all. Please stand. I believe in one God,